Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Martha Steele and my guest today is Mindy Stitt, the Executive Director at the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. So we're going to discuss the environment.
Yes, we are.
Love talking about the environment.
We're going to talk about restoring the environment. We are celebrating a milestone this month, and we're very excited to be telling people about our programs and what we do. We restore abandoned well sites across the state of Oklahoma. And so we are celebrating 15,000 sites restored to date.
Wow, that's
and,
a lot.
Yes, and just over $100 million spent voluntarily by the oil and natural gas industry to do those cleanups. And we work closely with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. They're the regulatory agency, and they have a plugging fund that they go out and plug these abandoned wells, and then we go back out and restore the surface area. So, yes, we take care of that old equipment that's out there so those young kids wouldn't want to play on it. And then we also clean up any saltwater damage, hydrocarbons, anything like that. So that's the part that we play, and we do that all across the state. The 15,000 site is actually here in Oklahoma City. It is just east of Bricktown, and that's going to be actually developed. They're going to put a hotel where that abandoned site was that we just restored last week. As far as our continued restoration across the state, we do mostly work in rural Oklahoma, and we are cleaning up 2 to 3 sites every single day. So there's always something going on at the OERB offices in that respect. We have to spend at least 50% of our budget on environmental restoration, and then we spend the other half on public education and student education. But, the well site restoration program is a big part of what we do, and it is, again, all voluntarily funded by the oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners here in the state.
If somebody has a site that they want to be cleaned up, what do they do about that?
Well, they can just call our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-664-1301, or visit our website at oerb.com, and they can register a well site there, or just find more information about our cleanup program. We have a public education program that just educates the general public about the industry as a whole and the economic impact and things like that. But then on the student education side, we actually have curricula for K through 12. We have 9 different curricula that meet Oklahoma's education standards. And then a part of that student education program is the well site safety awareness program. So, and we're talking about not just abandoned sites, but active sites.
A lot
of times they might appear to be abandoned. If you see a pumping unit that is not moving, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not an operating well site.
Right.
That means that it's just on a timer. So those can actually kick on at any time during the day or night without warning. So that's that can get kids into trouble if they're too close to those. So our well site awareness program is just educating students, parents, and teachers about those dangers and just stay away from those tank batteries, to stay away from those pumping units. It's a big part of our student education program.
You have an event coming up.
We do. We have, we celebrate this every year. We have a Well Site Safety Day at the Capitol.
Oh.
And the governor proclaims the day as Well Site Safety Day in the state of Oklahoma, one day in April every year. And this year, this coming Tuesday, the 26th. And this whole thing actually started earlier this year with a contest. We have a poster contest for elementary students, a coloring contest for kindergarten through second grade, and then an advertising contest for middle school and high school students. And this is to educate their peers about well site safety and the fact that they are dangerous and you should stay away from them.
Right.
We take the winners to the Capitol. We display their posters and coloring contest entries, and they get to meet their legislators. So that's a really neat day for them. And then we have a special celebration at our office afterwards where they all come back and we just have neat games and things for them to do and to learn more about well site safety and learn more about our industry. Our organization has been in existence for 22 years, just over 22 years, and so we've done a lot in the state, a lot to help landowners bring their farmland back into production, create safer places for their livestock, and then also safer locations in urban areas and towns so that kids aren't getting hurt by playing on those well sites.
Once again, let's give people the information so that if they do know of an abandoned well site that needs to be cleaned up or they have questions about this, they can speak to someone?
They can. We have a 1-800 number. That's 1-800-664-1301. or they could go to our website, oerb.com, and learn more about any of our programs, from our student education programs to our environmental restoration program. And they can also register a site there if they want to do that way. And we work closely with the Corporation Commission, so if they would feel more comfortable calling the Corporation Commission, they can certainly do that, and their field inspectors will go out and take a look at it.
Awesome. Mindy Stitt, the Executive Director of the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you.